Today is the yahrzeit of my father, so it is the yahrzeit shiur le'ilui nishmas avi mori pesach ben shimon. Mishnah says, I will credit to some of these in Yonim came through the Pilpul Chaver and with my Shabrus Ezra and Rabbi Shane also doesn't know, but he also contributed to this. Mishnah says, Lulav HaGozov HaYovesh Pasuk. Rashi says, Yovesh, the Bo'in amidst the Mehuderis, Chsiv Anveyu. Rashi says that a Lulav Yovesh is Pasuk because of Zekeli Vanveyu. We learn from there that you need to do Hidr Mitzvah, and a Lulav HaYovesh is not Hidr Mitzvah, maybe it's Pasuk. Tosus argues on Rashi, and Tosus says that this is not from the inyan of Hidr Mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu, but it's a din in Lulav. Just like Esrid is pre-Eitz Hadar, the Gemara later on has a hekish between Esrig and Lulav and the other Minim, that just like Esrig has to be Hadar, so the other Minim also have to be Hadar, and therefore what's it called, the Psul is not because of Zekeli Vanveyu, the Psul is because of the Chiyuv of Hadar in the Dalad Minim itself. And Tosfos asks on Rashi, Lachora, if the Psul is because of Hidr Mitzvah, we see that Hidr Mitzvah is not Makir, because the Halacha of Igud Halulav, according to the Rabbanan, is also only Midin Hidr Mitzvah, Zekeli Vanveyu, and the Halacha is Imlo Avdo is Kosher. We see that even though if you're Chaser, the Din of Hidr Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is full Kosher. So how could Rashi say that the Din of Yavesh is Mishum Hidr Mitzvah? It wouldn't be Ma'akiv then, and it would be kosher, but the other. Agav, before we go into Rashi, Tosfos himself is very, very shrewd. The Chron, where he asks on this Tosfos in Menachos Lamed Ches Amud Aleph makes a Yesod. The Yesod is that we find by Kodshim, Shino Lov HaKosuv La'akiv. It's possible by Kodshim to have something the Torah said you have to do by Korbanos, and it's only L'chatchila. But the other, it's not ma'akev. If the Torah says twice, then it's ma'akev. That's only a din, says Tosfos, by korbanos, by kodesh. But the chol Torah kula, stam mitzvahs, there's no such thing as a mitzvah d'oraisa that has to be done this way, l'chatchila, and b'di'evet, it's okay. Either you have to do it, and it's possible afil b'di'evet, or you don't have to do it. But it's only by kodesh that we find that inyan of shinolov, akos of ma'akev, that it's shayach to be l'chatchila, and not b'di'evet. Tosfos over here says that Zekeli Vanveyu, right, is only a din lechatchila, passes it in derais. Right? So how could it be that if it would be Mishum Zekeli Vanveyu, it would only be lechatchila, but b'di'evet it would be kosher? Because there is no such thing as min haTorah of something that's kosher b'di'evet. Either it's possible or it's kosher. Can't be in between. So how can Tosfos say that Mishum Zekeli Vanveyu, if Eino Chinami, if the Kevin and Veyu applied, it would only be Lechatchila, but did he ever be okay? Unless you say that Tosfos holds that Kevin and Veyu is only Asmachtan, it's only Drabonon, but Pasha is not like that. The Kevin and Veyu's Pasha said Din Del Reis. Right. Say the Tasha is the one Tosfos he saw. Yeah, how could it be such a thing that there should be an Indian of Lechatchila by a Mitzvah Del Reis or not? Right? That's. Tosfos says it in Rashi, the mother says it in Akonami, he brings down from Igud Halula, the Chorah, how could, that Sosa Tosfos Yisod. Not so much a Kash over here, it's a Kash on Tosfos, right? Tosfos Yisod Yisod. You see over here the Beferis, that there's such a thing as something can be Me'akiv L'chatkeva and B'di'evit Kosh. That's the way these Tosfos learns over there, but the Chorah, that's a Pshat in the Gemara.
The B'di'evit means you're not Yisod, that's Kevin Lenz. You don't have Yisod, that's Kevin Lenz.
So this kasha depends on the following shayla. Zekeli Vanveyu is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. There's a mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu. Or Zekeli Vanveyu is a giloy that in every mitzvah there's a prat of hither mitzvah. The Gemara in Shabbos Bavli, the Gemara says that what's it called, the gather of Zekeli Vanveyu is Hisnoi Lefon of the Mitzvahs, Asay Tzitzis Noyin, the Lulav Noe, the Sefer Torah Noe, Bidyol Noe. And the Meseches Sofrim says kemat befeirush like that. Meseches Sofrim, it says chayiv adam lasos a tzitzis noyim. It goes through a whole thing of different kinds of mitzvahs that you're mechuyev to make the mitzvah noy. Mashma from the pashas of the lashon there that it's a din in the mitzvah. It's a din in the chetz of the mitzvah. The mitzvah has a lot of heat, a lot of tnoyim. There's another tnoy that has to be noy. It has to be Huder, Zekeli Vanveyu, Mitzvah Noah. But Yerushalmi says a different thing. Yerushalmi in Peah says like this. The Chiefshul and Navo says at Esboro, Zekeli the Anveyu. The Chor is not going on Mitzvah, it's going on the Rabbanu Shalom. The Yerushalmi says, the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is, you should make the Rabbanu Shalom pretty. How does it try if a person make the Rabbanu Shalom pretty? Ela, right, Anave Lefon of the Mitzvahs. Well, that's not a din in the Mitzvah. It's a din in a person's hanhaga klapei the Rabbanu Shel Olam that you have to do things that make the Rabbanu Shel Olam pretty. How do you make the Rabbanu Shel Olam pretty? B'shas avodas Hashem, you should do it in a way, when you're able to do a mitzvah, do it in a way that's muhudr, that's noe. Right? But it's a din not in the chefs of the mitzvah, it's a din in the person. I have a chiyuv to be menada the Rabbanu Shel Olam, except how do I do that? I can't color him or put nice things on him. Right, so how are you menada the Rabbanu Shalom? The Havdol Elephant Dollars by Avodah Zorah, you find such a thing. That they were makashet, their Avodah Zorah. They made it look nice and they made it. So Kibiyachal, the same with the Rabbanu Shalom. How do you do the Rabbanu Shalom? How do you makashet the Rabbanu Shalom? The way to makashet the Rabbanu Shalom is when you're obeyed him and you're Avodah Hashem, to do it in a way that shows Hidur and Noah, whatever, and that way you are makashet the Rabbanu Shalom. But the mitzvah is only Hechitimtza. Whenever there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan to mekayim the mitzvah of Zekeli Vandeyu. But it's a separate mitzvah with Ne'atzma. It's not a prat in the chetza of every mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah by itself that takes effect when you do other mitzvahs. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin, from Hilchas Lulav Halachavav, when he speaks about the hidur mitzvah, the igud halulav, he says that that mitzvah min hamukhar lego this haluva. I'm not going to start going to the Makar, you look it up, look at the Ram. The Ram says that it's a getter mitzvah min hamukhar lego this haluva. Masha'en came, the tour says that even though you don't have to be oge de lula, but mitzvah la'avdo mishum zakeli vandeyum. Right? Masha's not a mitzvah min hamukhar in the mitzvah lula. It's a kiyum, a mitzvah. There's another mitzvah called Zekeli Vandeyu, and because of Zekeli Vandeyu, there's a mitzvah Ogei the Lulav. It doesn't say, like the Rambam says, a mitzvah and mubcher, that the mitzvah Lulav should be Mohudah. He says that when you'll be Ogei the Lulav, Makayim another mitzvah of Zekeli Vandeyu. The Rambam in Hilchus Deyus also, so Sevis also learns like this from that Rambam. The Gemara in Shabbos learns a few things from Zekeli Vandeyu. One is Hidr Mitzvah, and the other is, Abba Shaul says, Ani Vahu. You have to be like the Rabbanu Shalom. Mahu Rachum, Apatotei Rachum. We only might also say, Kevigan, Veyu, Ani Vahu. The Rambam in Hilchus Deis learns this inyan. It's mashma over there that the Zekeli Van Veyu is a din in another mitzvah, the mitzvah halachta bedrocha. There's a mitzvah halachta bedrocha. And this Svasemitz learns like this too. How do you mekayim that mitzvah halachta b'drachav? So that's what Zekeli Vandeyu. Just like in mitzvahs, there's an inyan to do the mitzvah bin amuvcher. So the same thing in midos. There's an inyan to be mekayim those midos min amuvcher. What's called midos min amuvcher? Mahu rachum, afatotei rachum. It's not a mitzvah me'atzmo Zekeli Vandeyu to be medamet to the Rabbanu Shalom. But it's a limud in the mitzvah of halachta b'drachav. Just like in other mitzvahs, there's an inyan to do the mitzvah behidr. So too, in midos, v'halachta v'drach, there's an inyan to do it behidr. What's the hidr? Ani v'hu, that you should be medama yourself to the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the hidr of v'halachta v'drach. So all that is mashu from the Rambam, that it's a din in, not a separate din, but it's a din in every mitzvah. A separate din in every mitzvah, just like there's other tznayim, there's a tznay to do it behidr, from Zekeli Vandeyu. And from the Tur, and from the Yerushalmi, is mashma that it's a separate mitzvah with the atzmo, and the mitzvah is only a hechitim. So when you do a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, a kind of mitzvah, zekeli v'andei. A few things are tolly in that shaila. This is not the Ikkar, the Shir is not on this, we're not going to go into this whole thing, but just a few I'll mention. There's a Machlokas, the Sefer Hasidim and the Aguda. You have the Ramah brings it down in the Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. You have a Sefer Torah, you have a Gartel. Okay. Now one part of the Gartel is made of beautiful silk, and the other part is just plain material. Okay. Which part do you put towards the Sefer Torah? And which part do you put outside? One svara should be is that you want to make this mitzvah beautiful, so you want to make people be able to see that the Sefer Torah is wrapped in a beautiful garment. So if you put the silk part towards the Sefer Torah, nobody's going to see it. So you want to be mahadar the mitzvah, so you put the silk part towards the outside. Or no. What's it called? Since the inyan of hidur mitzvah is being menaved the rabbonu shel olam. It's not doing the mitzvah that it should look nice, but you're being menaved the Rabban Shalom, derech your avoda. It's like being mekashet the Rabban Shalom. So then the svara is, put the silk part towards the Sefer Torah. That's how you menaved the Rabban Shalom. And that's the machlokus. The Sefer Hasidim holds that you put the silk part towards the Sefer Torah, even though you can't see it. That's called hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is being menaved the cheft of the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah, the hidur. Right, where people can see, and now it's a prat in the mitzvah of Zekeli, and they don't know. It's anave esakadish baruch, not anave the fun of the mitzvahs, but I'm being menave the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Shalom is Hashem. Hashem is in the Sefer Torah, right? And therefore, what's it called? In fact, we learned from Zekeli and they also that you can't write Hashem Hashem in numer. If you wrote it and then wrote over it or whatever, it's possible, because Zekeli Vandeyu. There's Shitoka Mashmo. The Shem Hashem, Zekeli, has to be done in a pretty way. But there's also Mashmo, more like this Inyan, the Yomanava the Rabban Shalom. So Shem Hashem and the Sefer Torah is that which is represents the Rabban Shalom. So I have to make that pretty as if I'm making the Rabban Shalom pretty. That's a Svara to put the silk towards the Sefer Torah. If you hold that it's a prat in every mitzvah, meaning I have to do the mitzvah in a way that's pretty, then people have to see it. I'm not doing the mitzvah in a way that's pretty if the silk is towards the Sefer Torah. You have to see the silk. And then I'm doing that mitzvah in a way that people see is mehudah. If that's the case, and the Sefer Hasidim, we said, holds that you put it towards the Sefer Torah, because he holds that it's a separate mitzvah by itself. So then the Sefer Hasidim did the Shitosu in a different machlokas. Machlokas between the Sefer Hasidim and the Trumas HaDeshin, we take precedence. Hidur mitzvah or Zrizus? We every month have that Shaila, right? You want to say Kiddush Levana. So if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, you'll say it be Hidur. And everybody's dressed up and it's nice or whatever. But you say it during the week, you're dressed in your regular clothing, it's not mehudar, but you'll be a Zoris, you'll say it earlier. So the Shaila is, should you wait till Motzei Shabbos and be Mekayim Hidr Mitzvah, or should you do it earlier, after 3 days, and you're Mekayim Zrizus? Which is more cautious, Zrizus or Hidr Mitzvah? So it's Machlokas. The Sefer Hasidim holds that, what's it called, that Hidr is more important Sefer Hasidim holds Zrizus is more important than Hidur. You do it on the third day, even not Motzei Shabbos. And the Trumas HaDeshen holds you wait till Motzei Shabbos is what we do. What's the svara? The svara is like this. If Hidur mitzvah is a prat in every mitzvah, so then the mitzvah didn't take effect completely until I can do it, the Hidur. There's something missing from that mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of Zrizus. But when does the mitzvah of Zrizus start? When I can do the mitzvah of Shlei Musa. If I can't do the mitzvah of Shlei Musa, there's not going to be a Zoris. So when the mitzvah will be Chal v'Shlei Musa, which is Motzei Shabbos, then I'll be a Zoris and do it. But before Motzei Shabbos, I'm missing a prat in the mitzvah, the prat of Hidur. So there's not going to be a Zoris about it. Now, she'enkei, if it's a separate mitzvah, so then you have a shayla like this. Should I do the mitzvah now b'Zrizus? Or should I wait till Motzei Shabbos and I'll have two mitzvahs? I'll have a mitzvah without Zrizus and I'll have another mitzvah of Hidur mitzvah, of Zekeli Vandeyu. Two mitzvahs, which is better? Two less quality mitzvahs or one quality mitzvah? What's better, quality or quantity? So there is Rav Yosef Engel in Asim Deraisa as a shayla, and he brings kama v'kama rayas that wherever the shayla of doing something more bekamus or more be'echus, the echus is machriya. Things kama rayas from all over Shas. Meila, if hiddur mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, like the Sefer Chassidim holds, then better to do it b'zrizus, because zrizus for sure is a chelik in the mitzvah. Zrizus matim in the mitzvah, this is a prat in the mitzvah itself. So if I do the mitzvah now on Tuesday, I'm going to have a really quality mitzvah. I'm going to have a mitzvah, kiddush levana with zrizus. That's one quality mitzvah. I'm going to be missing another mitzvah called zekei levan velu. But if I wait till Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to miss the quality of doing kiddush levana b'zrizus, but I'll have an extra mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah. So there, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, the quality mitzvah is machriya, the quantity. Forget about the two mitzvahs, do the one mitzvah more quality-wise. But that's only if it's a separate din. But if it's a din in the mitzvah itself, then the Svara says, what's your biazoris? Don't start Jesus until the mitzvah is chal completely. When is the mitzvah chal completely? When all of its pratim are shayach. That means Moshe Shabbos, when it's shayach, the prat of hiddur mitzvah also. What? Yeah, so that's a different shayla. It's a winter, and it's late, or whatever. But if it's pretty much clear, it's in the summer, and there's plenty of time, then we wait for Motzei Shabbos. Okay. In the vacuum, the mitzvah completely, that's a cheshbon. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that as a cheshbon. Okay. Another thing you can understand, this is a riff in Brachos. The end, and what's it called? The Gemara speaks about hiddur mitzvah by kosher bracha. So the shaila is how we pass him, which hidurim are ma'akev, which one's not. And the Rif says over there that we go lechumra. Go lechumra, legabe, the shaila, which hidurim or whatever. So everybody asks on the Rif, lechora, kosher bracha is only a dirabon and bechlav. Why in the world will you go lechumra, just go lechumra? So I'll be dirabon and lechumra. Why that will give lechumra? But if you learn that hiddur mitzvah is not a din in the mitzvah. If hiddur mitzvah is a din in the mitzvah itself, so on a mitzvah the rabbana, and hiddur mitzvah is the rabbana. But hiddur mitzvah is a mitzvah with neasa, a mitzvah deraisa, except you need a hechitimtza when to do that. So whenever you're doing avodas Hashem, so the mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, right, kicks in. That's a mitzvah deraisa. So the kosher brach is only hechitimtza. Since now I'm doing avodas Hashem, now I have a mitzvah d'oraisa of zekei v'manveil. Memeila, what is called zekei v'manveil? It's called a chumra. So it makes sense to say that what's called shayach, a chumra in hiddur mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is only d'rabbanan, because the mitzvah of zekei v'manveil is d'oraisa. And the din d'rabbanan is only a hechitimtza that mitzvah d'oraisa now should be chalan. Another nachtamina, what's it called? The famous nachtamina in this shayla is the briskerov. The Gabi Chanukah, right, and applies all the time. Is it shayach to mekayim hiddur mitzvah shelo b'shas the mitzvah, right? It's shayach Gabi Sukkos also. If a person has two esrogim, one is vaday kosher, but it's not so mahuda. It doesn't look so nice, but it's vaday kosher. He has another esrog that's beautiful, but it's a suffix whether it's kosher or not. So which one should you take first? The one that is vaday kosher, but not so mahudr, or the one that's mahudr, but not what's it called, not vaday kosher. So he says like this. He says you should take the sothic one first. Why? Because monafsha. If it's kosher, then you were yotze the mitzvah behidr. But if you take the other one first, you yotze the mitzvah. And now if you'll take this other one, there's no such thing as hidr mitzvah without a mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah means there's a din in the mitzvah to make it mahudr. But if you're already yotzei the mitzvah, you can't just be yotzei hiddur. There's no such thing. That's only a svara if hiddur mitzvah is a chelik of every mitzvah. Then it makes sense to say, if I've done the mitzvah, there's no such thing as doing hiddur, shelo b'shas a mitzvah. But if hiddur mitzvah is a chelik, and there's a mitzvah me'atzmo, then there's a svara to say that it's possible, since I'm doing this now, right, as an extra tosefes in my avodas Hashem, I want to take esrog and lulav again, even though the etzem mitzvah is yotzei, But I am now being Osik and Avodas Hashem. I can take Esther Geluda 15 times in the day. So even though I was Yotze the Mitzvah, I'm now Yotze the Mitzvah, the other Mitzvah of Zekelu and Deo. I have that separate Mitzvah, because Lamaisa, I'm being Osik and Avodas Hashem. But if Hidr Mitzvah is only a din in the Mitzvah itself, and I was already Yotze the Mitzvah, I can't be Yotze it again with Hidr. I was Yotze already without the Hidr. Okay. In any case, with all of this, that wasn't the real purpose of the shiur. In any case, with all of that, we have a Yishuv Antoshtas. If you hold that Hidr Mitzvah is a din in a Mitzvah, then the Kash Antoshtas is a Kash. Right, there can't be a lechatchila in a bediyeh. Either it passes or it doesn't pass. Matosis holds that Zekeli Vanveyu was a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, not a prat in the thing. And Mamela, if you don't, are not ogeid the lulav, you are mevatel the gamrei bediyeh a mitzvah of Zekeli Vanveyu. But that has nothing to do with the mitzvah of lulav. Mitzvah of lulav, you're also. It's not that you're b'di'evid yotzei lulav without igud. You're yotzei the mitzvah of lulav l'chatchila. But the mitzvah zekei l'andei, mevatel l'afilu b'di'evid. Two separate things. One is completely not there, and one's completely yes there. That's all. It's not like the Torah says, not like the Rambam says, a mitzvah min amuvcher, but like the Torah says. At the time that you're mekayim the mitzvah of lulav, you're also mekayim mitzvah zekei l'andei. If you're not oged it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah zekei l'andei. Even with the other, so it's not no kash on Tosfos. The Meiri, okay, now let's get to Rashi. That's Tosfos, Rashi. So the kasha on Rashi was l'chora. How could Rashi say that Yodesh is possible because of Zekeli Vanveyu? We see Zekeli Vanveyu does not something that passes the mitzvah, right? Either because it's only a separate mitzvah, or because you don't hold it as you sold, and it's shayach lechatzila b'di'evid afilu by the arise. Not by those as you sold. Okay. Whatever it is, you see that Zekeli Vanveyu was not ma'akir, because lo ogdo is tashim. So the Miri says that, and also the Gemara says the Feirish, that lulav hayavesh is possible because of hadar, right? Your makish lulav test. So the Miri says, first of all, that sugya was nidcheh. From Rabbi Yehuda's standpoint, because Rabbi Yehuda holds even Esrog HaYavesh is possible, is kosher, right? Not only Lulav HaYavesh, so the Gemara's Havamina, that the Machlokus was on Makshinin Esrog LeLulav or not. Do you need Hadar by Lulav? It doesn't say Hadar by Lulav, right? The Gemara says that can't be, because Rabbi Yehuda then would hold Esrog's for sure possible, and Lulav is a Shayl. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Esrog HaYavesh is also kosher. So Mamele Gemara. As the Meiri, not only did the Gemara say that the Hekesh is no Hekesh with the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Hekesh with the Chachamim either. And the Meila, we're not Makish Lulav to what's it called, to Esrog, and the Din of Hadar is only a Din by Esrog, and we learn different Pshat in Hadar Bechlal, Hadar Bilono, there's other Pshat in Hadar, and the Meila, the Psul is not because of Hadar, the Psul is because of Zekeli Vanveyu. That's how the Meiri answers that, the Chora from the Gemara. The only problem with that is that Rashi is mashma, he does hold this psul of hadar by other things. Rashi says, niktam rosho posul, de lo havi hadar. Now, l'chaora, if Rashi meant hidr mitzvah, he should have said, de lo havi hidr mitzvah, like he said in the other places. Hadar is mashma, so it's not 100% akasha, because Rashi in the Gemara says the Feirish, bishlam yavesh hadar ba'inan. And Rashi learns over there, hadar means hidr mitzvah. So it's not borer that when Rashi says hadar, it means the hadar of priyetz hadar and the hekesh talul. Hadar can also mean hidr mitzvah, even though it's more mistaber, not like that. Because when Rashi is talking about hidr mitzvah, he says hidr. And where he's talking about the inyan of hadar, he says hadar. Moment duyik in the lashon of Rashi. But the hadar is not a aizen akasha on this mi'iri. Because Lamaisa, the Gemara uses the Lashon Hadar, and Rashi says it means Hidr Mitzvah. But Rashi himself seems, whenever he wants to say Hidr, he says Hidr, and when he wants to say the meaning of Hadar, he says Hadar. Okay. So that's Miyashiv, at least the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is Mashma, that it's so possible Bishum Hadar. Miri says it could be the Maskonas HaGemara that Hekesh doesn't stand, even according to the Chachamim, they'll end up coming at a different psul. The only problem is now Tosus Kasha from Hidur Mitzvah. Okay, if it's possible because of Hidur Mitzvah, why is it possible?
And also, why wasn't there Yud the Pasuk Yavish? Even by
answering,
why is he
Machshav? So maybe he doesn't know. He holds the other, what's it called? He holds Zekei Vandeya by Tosus. Separate mitzvah, and therefore it's not what's it called. Right, it doesn't pass. Maybe that's a machlokus with Izeh. In order to understand Rashi, I want to first go bekitzer with the Shitas HaRishonim over here of what's possible and what's not possible by Dalet Minim Yontif Sheni. Okay? Mara says, Bechorah Parshat, that Yavesh is a Vave possible Yontif Sheni to Mishum Hodah. So the Riva and also the Ramban learn Yontif Sheni means in the Mikdash. Right? There's a mitzvah d'oraisa outside the Beis HaMikdash, only the first day. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a mitzvah d'rabbanan the other 6 days outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Zecher l'Mikdash. Okay, that was a takon of Reuven HaZakai. There was no mitzvah d'rabbanan stam. The Rabbanan were Mesakin after Churban Beis HaMikdash, Zecher l'Mikdash, and Mesakin Lulav 6 days, Zecher l'Mikdash. So now when it says, Loshna, Koposik Vitani, Loshna B'Yontif Rishon, Loshna B'Yontif Sheni, what does it mean? Yontif Sheni the Rabbanan, or Yontif Sheni the Orais? That's a Machlokas Rishon. The Ramban and the Ritva learn that all these Tzulim are Pasul Min HaTorah, when Lulav's Min HaTorah, meaning the first day outside the Beis HaMikdash, and all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, except for Shaul, because there it says, Lekachem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon, there it's going specifically on the B'Yom HaRishon, Lachem is only a psul the first day, even in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the other days are the Oraisa, has nothing to do with the Oraisa, the Rabbanan, it has to do with the fact that the Lachem only is on the Yom HaRishon. And the Yom HaRishon is special because that day, even Chutz LaMikdash is a Chiyuv, the Mela, that Torah was Machped, it should be yours. The rest of the day doesn't have to be yours, not in the mikdash, not in Gvul. Okay. And thinking, but the only problem with that is, why is it called Yontif Sheni? It should be Yom Sheni. Right? It's not Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni is Mashma, the Chutz Laretz, where you have a second day Yontif, right? And that brings up other problems. L'chora, second day Yontif is only a suffix the first day. It should have all the dinner with the first day too, which we'll get to. Why is it called Yom Tifshei if it's talking about the second day in the Mikdash? Could be that every day in the Mikdash, since there was special Karbonos over, the halacha is that in the Mikdash, whenever they brought a Karbon, that day couldn't do Malacha. So in the Mikdash, every day was Yom Tif, basically, right? Every day of Sukkot was Yom Tif, special Karbonos, and the Mela, what's it called? It was Yom Tifshei. Since we're talking Agrav, it's more Muchel than talking about the Mikdash. Because in the Mikdash, the second day is also Yontif. Mitzvah the Karbonos Hayom. So the neighbor, what's it called? It's called Yontif Sheni.
Rashi is Mashmah,
but not. No, Rashi is not like this. Rashi also talking about Yontif Sheni the Rabbanah. It's only Rashi doesn't know like this. This is where it's on the Rambat. That it's when the Gemara says Kaposik Betani, it's only on the Yomim Yoraisa, either in the Mikdash or. But Shar Hayomim Bigvulim, which is only the Rabbanah, right there. Most of these psulim aren't possible, says the, right? What is possible according to them? Only something that's ain't shmo'alav. The lulav is not a lulav. So then, midrabon, and also you're not yotze. But if it's a lulav, shmo'alav, right? Because called the tikkun drabon, it ain't a raisa tikkun, right? But all, what's it called, the other dinim, where it's basically a lulav, it just has other psulim, there they were at makbid. It's only the rabbonim. Okay. It's a little bit schwer because the Maisa, we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanim Kein Doraisa Tikkun. Why were they Misakin Legabi this and not Legabi that? So we're trying to speak about it. We'll see one second what the Ramban says that every psul is kosher mid the Rabbanan, when Yulav's under Rabbanan, except where it's missing the Shear or Ksusei Mechta Shiure, right? Or it's not the min b'chlal, like a tzitzifa, what's it called, hadash shota, whatever, those things, b'chlal are not the, but otherwise, the Rabbanan were mekel, and only a psul, the etzim, the lulav and esrog is possible. The Rosh says whatever is nogea to the ikur lekicha, ulakachem lohem, the regals are midrabbanim, right? And hither mitzvah too. He holds also as a chelik of the mitzvah. That's a din in the etzim lekicha from that Rosh is mashma that hither mitzvah is a chelik of the mitzvah itself. The Ran, and therefore what's it called by chosur and shol, they weren't mesakim. That's not something in the ikur lekicha. That's a din in the prat. Pratim they weren't mastered on by the rabbanan. The Ran learns that chosur is also possible mishum hither mitzvah. Right? That's not of not hither mitzvah. It's just missing half of it. Right? Other Rishonim say no. It's mehudar. What's left is mehudar. Just what's missing is the problem. Right? What's missing can't be not mehudar. Right? So he learns those different dargas in hither. And some hidurim, and this is the Meiri says also, that well, that which he says, lo ogdo kosher, and it's because of hidur mitzvah, so that's not that it's not mehudar at all. That's just that it's relatively not, you could make it nicer. It's nice, but it's not the nicest it could be. Then hidur mitzvah doesn't pass it. But if it's missing hidur completely, it's absolute missing hidur. It's not just relative. Like Yodesh is Bechlal not Mehudar, then it's possible. So the Ran says something similar. He says there's Dargos in Hidur Mitzvah, and Lefi, those Dargos, the Rabbanan were Makbid under the Rabbanan and some Hidurim, and they weren't Makbid on other Hidurim. It's all becomes Yom Hidur Mitzvah. Right? But the Hadar, there's different Dargos of Hadar, so they were Makel by some, the Rabbanan, and some they were not Makel. That's what he says. And the chara from him is mashma also that the hidur mitzvah is a din in each mitzvah, and there's different dargos of how much, and the din derabbanan, the hidur mitzvah is less important, it's only derabbanan, and by hidur mitzvah of deraisa, it's a deraisa hidur, and therefore it's more ma'af. Okay. The Meiri brings down from the Talmidei HaRaivit a little bit different gather. Till now, the Gedorim were, some Psulim are more Chomor, and some are less Chomor, and the Rabbanim were Machted on these, and they weren't Machted on these. All just different ways of saying it. The Talmid HaRaivit say a little bit different yet. They say, whatever had a Shem Lulav on it, and then there was a Psul in a Lulav, it's a Lulav Pasul. That's the Kosher beyond the Shem. It's a Lulav that's Pasul. But if it never had a Shem Lulav on it, it had a psul to begin with, he, and therefore the Raivit holds even Yavesh has that din. Yavesh was a kosher lulav, it got dried out. So it's a lulav pasul, right? See one second that Rashi doesn't like that, but we'll see that the Memela, what's it called, whatever didn't have a Torah's lulav at all, that's what's pasul. That's the gather. The gather is, did it have a shame lulav except as a psul? Or b'chlau, It was lechatchila pasul, not that it was a lulav that became pasul. It was lechatchila the shem lulav was not in pechlal. That's the getter of the right. Okay. What's shver in all of the rishon, except we'll see the right in the way we're going to explain it, is lechora there is a cloud, and the rishonim say it themselves, called the tikkun rabbanan ke'en d'oraisa tikkun. So how you mechalik? If it's Ka'en Doraisa, then it should have all the dinim of Lulav Doraisa. Where are you mechalit to say, no, these dinim, yes, and these dinim, not? If it's Ka'en Doraisa, it should be Ka'en Doraisa, not Ka'en Doraisa, not Ka'en Doraisa. So you need chilukim that where the Ka'en Doraisa is important, and where the Ka'en Doraisa is not so important. But they're very dakis dike chilukim. There's another possibility. And that is, the Gemara Menachos says the following. Gemara is talking about Sfiras HaOmer. So, min HaTorah, there's a mitzvah, l'mimnei yomei, l'mimnei shvui. Right? You have to count the days. Sfartum lachem, right? Shiva shavuos tisparloch. And sfartum lachem, right? Chamishim yom. So, the Torah says days, and the Torah says weeks. So, there's a mitzvah to count days, and a mitzvah to count weeks, like we do. The Gemara says like this, Ravashi mona yomei umona shvuet. Ravashi used to count days and weeks. A meimer mona yomei velo mona shvuet. But Amemer only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why? Omar Zecher Mikdashu. The way that the Achronim are Masber, this Gemara, right, many different Achronim, amongst them Biskarov, is like this. What shot that after Churban HaBayis, behold, not like the Rambam, that the Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan Bizman HaZeh. Okay? The Mitzvah the Rabbanan, Min HaTorah, it's only when there's a Korban HaOmer, no Korban HaOmer, then there's no Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. It's only the Rabbanan. What did the Rabbanan do? And the Mitzvah of the Rabbanan is Zecher LeMikdash. How do you look at that Mitzvah? The Rabbanan came along and they made a Mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Sfiras HaOmer. And the reason they did it is because there's a need to do things, Zecher LeMikdash. The time of the Takana was Zecher LeMikdash. But what exactly was the Takana? Sfiras HaOmer, the Rabbanan. Then we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. If that's the case, just like Min HaTorah, you have to count days and you have to count weeks. Min HaRabbanan, the same thing, Kein Daraisa. You have to count days, you have to count weeks. They made a mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Sfiras HaOmer, and it's Kein Daraisa, or no? The time. The Takana is not Sfiras HaOmer the Rabbanan. And the Tam is because of Zecher LeMikdash. The Mitzvah is, the Takana is Zecher LeMikdash. There's a separate Mitzvah called Zecher LeMikdash. We learn from Sukkim. Tzivu l'chot tziyunim, tziyon hi, right, doresh ein lo, michlash, tzricha, tzorech, drisha. There's a separate Mitzvah, midibrei Kabbalah, to do things Zecher LeMikdash. Except, don't stam do things Zecher LeMikdash, what's it called, we're a big day kahuna or something like that. How do you do things Zecher LeMikdash? Mitzvahs that were miyucha to the Mikdash, which really didn't apply outside the Mikdash. The Rabbanan were misakin, those mitzvahs, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a Zecher LeMikdash. Lulav is an example, Sfiras HaOmer is an example. But the Takana wasn't that they were misakin a din to Rabbanan and Sfiras HaOmer. No. They were misakin a din of Zecher LeMikdash. How are they Mekayim, that din of Zecher LeMikdash? How is the Hechi Timtza? By doing what you did in the Mikdash, Sfiras HaOmer. But it's not a din, Sfiras HaOmer, the Rabbanan, where you could say, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. They made a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not Sfiras HaOmer. The mitzvah is Zecher LeMikdash. Except, how are you Mekayim, that Zecher LeMikdash? By doing what they did in the Mikdash. Now, you don't have to do exactly. As long as there's a Zecher, it's enough. So if you count days, good enough. You don't have to count weeks. It's not exactly it was in the Mikdash, but it's a Zecher LeMikdash. But if it's a Din the Rabbanan and a Sfiras HaOmer, then we have a cloud called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Same thing with Lulav. Over here. Rav Yochum Azake was Misakin. You have to take Lulav 6 days, 7 days outside the Mikdash, Zecher LeMikdash. What was he Misakin? A Din the Rabbanan of Lulav, Shar HaYomim, and the reason he did it was because it was Zecher LeMikdash, or no? He was Misakin a Mitzvah Zecher LeMikdash. How did he do it? By doing it with the lulav. And through the lulav, you're mekayim the mitzvah zeichelav. When you now note the lulav, what mitzvah are you mekayim? A mitzvah of lulav the Rabbanan, or a mitzvah of zeichel amikdash? That's the side. Mekayim the mitzvah of zeichel amikdash, or mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. If it's a mitzvah of lulav, then call the tikkun Rabbanan came to rise the tikkun. Mainly, you need all the dinim, and you have to have all these dakas nikechilukim of when you say kein daraisa, when you don't say kein daraisa. But if the idea is it's not a mitzvah lulav b'chlal, it's only a hechikim to the kind of mitzvah zecher lemikdash. So whatever will remind me of the mikdash is good enough. I don't need all the dinim of lulav. I just need something that is a lulav. If I take a banana, it's not going to be zecher lemikdash, and the mikdash didn't take bananas. So if I take a lulav that doesn't have shame lulav alav, it was pasul meikaro, so I'm not taking a lulav. It's no zecher lemikdash. But if it was a lulav, it just has psulim. It's enough to be a zecher. I'm taking a lulav. This lulav happens to have this prat and this prat and this prat. That's in the mitzvah lulav. But it's enough to be a zecher lemikdash. So nice, I'm taking a lulav. And there's lulav they took in the mikdash, so it's a mekayim zecher lemikdash. You don't need the kein daraisa. Could be that's a tzad daraisa. Kosher shmoala. Even the Ramban, as long as it's called a lulav. Right, that's good enough to be Zecher LeMikdash. It's missing all the other protein, fine, but not, you're not the kind of mitzvah lula, middle rabbani, you're kind of mitzvah Zecher LeMikdash. And there's a Zecher.
Even if it's a pasul lula?
Even if it's a pasul, that depends on a pasul. If it's a pasul lula, it's not a lula, so then it's not Zecher LeMikdash either. They didn't, that's not what they did in the Mikdash. But if it's pasul, it's a lula. But it has psul, right, in the mitzvah of lula. But l'maisa, it's a lulav, I'm taking a lulav, that's enough to be a Zecher LeMikdash. the mitzvah of Zechor and Mikdash is good enough.
I guess not Yavish, like
Paragos. Oh, so we'll get to Yavish. Okay.
And the bracha that we make
with his brother, what? Well, that's also Zechor and Mikdash. Just like in the Mikdash, they made a bracha on the Tilas Lulav, I'm making a bracha on the Tilas Lulav. That's all part of the Zechor and Mikdash. But it's not because the mitzvah is Lulav.
So the mitzvah is also the bracha?
The zecher is also the bracha, right? The zecher, the bracha is part of the zecher. What?
It's not over the last yotam, the bracha is the mitzvah.
No, it's not the bracha, it's not the mitzvah. The bracha is part of the zecher of the mikdash. Just like in the mikdash, they made a bracha on lulav, I'm making a bracha too.
The mitzvah is zecher mikdash.
What?
The mitzvah is to do what they
right,
do.
So what?
They have to make a bracha on the bracha.
Right, no, so I don't have to make a bracha. The chorus should make the bracha, shokisan is luskor as a mikdash, right? But that wouldn't be zecher of mikdash then. I'm doing what they did in the mikdash. That is the zecher. Right, so I do it the way they did in the mikdash. I can't make two brachas on the same thing, right? So I make the bracha on Tilas Lulav because that creates the zecher. And it could be there was no bracha on a zecher because zecher and mikdash could be only a divrei kabbalah for that. You don't make a bracha, maybe. But they did it. They instituted a bracha because the bracha is also zecher and mikdash. Okay. If that's the case, we can say like this. First of all, the mechalik also between the din of hidr mitzvah and the din of hador by dalid min. They're not the same thing. This I think I heard from the Hoshein. But the chor, it's an embassy yisrael. Hador creates hador, and if there's a hekesh, tolulav, or whatever, that's not a din that has to be pretty. It's a din that the min has to be in its shlemus. Right, that's hador means not pretty. Preates hador doesn't have to be pretty. It means it's a mushlum dika fruit. So you can have a sort of don't look so pretty, right? Some people don't like yellow things, bechlal, right? I would rather have an esrog that was red or whatever. To me, pretty, that's right, called yellow, but that's the color of esrogim. So if it's fully yellow, it has a lot of bumps, right? Somebody doesn't know anything, says, oh, this esrog's no good, it has a lot of bumps on it, right? Like that nice smooth estuary, looks like a ball, that looks pretty. Right? It has nothing to do with prettiness. It has to do with shlemus amin. A min of an estuary is like a migdal, it's not like a ball, and it has a lot of bumps on it, and it's yellow. So it doesn't necessarily make it pretty, but it makes it, that is hador, that is the shlemus of that min. Okay? Hidur mitzvah is a different story. That's an aesthetic thing, how it appeals to me, and that's why there's differences in hidur mitzvah. What's hidur mitzvah? Hanukkah, right? I think this menorah is beautiful. So for me, that's hidur mitzvah, right? But for somebody else who that doesn't think that's for him, it's not hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is a very subjective kind of thing because it really is how it's in the eyes of the beholder. What's considered a pretty mitzvah, right? A mitzvah that looks nice, okay? So hidur mitzvah is more in the way that a person is affected by that mitzvah. Hadar means what is the shlemus of that min, right? If the top is cut off, the lulav doesn't look that nice. I mean, if you have to be a brisker with looking to see that if it's you know an atom is missing or a molecule on the top of the lulav or whatever, and you use an electron microscope to see if it's called nictum rosho, the lulav looks beautiful lulav, right? Beautiful esri, but it's not the shlemus of the min. It's nictum rosho. That doesn't mean it's not beautiful. It could still be beautiful, but it's not the shleimus hamin. That's harder. The memela, when you have an esrog and lulav and it's all separate, it's not as nice as when it's all together and it looks igud. Igud is hidur mitzvah. That's not a din the meaning. It's a separate thing. Hador is not a din necessarily in the beauty of the thing, but it's a din in the what's it called in the shleimus hamin. I made it like this. Rashi learned that Eino Chinami, a lot of these psulim, Nikdam Rosh or whatever, are also Mishum Hadar. Okay, Pshuto Rashi. They learned that there's a Hekesh, the Chachomim, between Esrig and Lulav, and you need a Lulav Hadar and Hadashim Hadarim or whatever. But Hadar doesn't mean it has to be beautiful. It means whatever that min is, the Shlemus of that min, how many leaves it has, and if the middle is right, that has to be b'shleim musa. That's called hadar. Okay. Then there's a separate thing of hidur mitzvah. Okay. Yavesh falls into that. Why? Because a yavesh is not just it's not it's shleimus hamin of dalet minim. It's not a nice thing. How do I know that? Because Yerushalmi says, how do you know that Yavesh is possible? Because lo ha-meisim yahalukla. I don't know what I mean. It's a stam thing. If you want to be mahalal the Rabban Shalom, you don't use something mace. Mace means, and it could be the nafgamina of what's Yavesh. Machlok is showing what Yavesh is. Tosus learn it's nifrach b'tziporek. Right? Nifrach b'tziporek could still look nice. It could be that it's not even dried out. Right? It looks like a lula, but it's dry. And it could be still green. But if you touch it, it'll crumble. That's not shleimus hamin. Shleimus hamin is, things don't crumble. But it still look nice. But other Rishonim learn that it has to be mamish white, like it looks dead. Like it's dead. Dead things, you're not using halal lashon, it's not pretty. Dead things are not nice. So Rashi doesn't say clearly over here what Yavesh is. But the Chora, Rashi would hold that Yavesh is a psul in hiddenness. And so, therefore, it's not just an Esther Gavulah, it's an omit. All mitzvahs, if they're yaveshim, they're mason. And you're not making the mitzvah with a dover yavesh if it looks like a mace. The heft of the mitzvah makes it look like a mace. For instance, if you shy it by matzah, right? That you have a matzah that looks like a dead matzah, you couldn't use it for matzah because not hither mitzvah. Not hither mitzvah. Okay. There's no hechi timtzah like that could be. But if there would be, okay, they were like this. All those tzulim that are possum mishum hodr, but not achisorim in hiddur mitzvah, right? So they're only possum in esher gelula. Memela yantav sheni, which is not a mitzvah of lula, but it's a mitzvah of zechel amikdash, doesn't pass. Because it's it's not a din in zechel amikdash. But a hiddur mitzvah is a din in zechel amikdash too. That's also a mitzvah. And that mitzvah also has to be behidr. There, though, the behidr depends on what's pretty. And esrig yavesh is not pretty. And the mela, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's not hidr mitzvah in zecher l'mikdash. Forget about lulav. Not because it's possible, because it's not a lulav mehudr. It's because it's not zecher l'mikdash mehudr. And Rashi learns, like the Miri says, certain hidurim are absolutely ugly, those possible. Certain ones are just relatively ugly, meaning they could be nicer, but they're not ugly, they just could be nicer. Like igud. Igud is only relative hidur mitzvah, therefore it doesn't pass it. But yavesh is absolute chisorin of hidur mitzvah, there it does pass it. Mela, Rashi says, Rashi meduik, what Rashi says? Lo shma b'yantif sheni, the lesse b'netilis rule of elamidah rabbanan, yay? So Rashi says, vishlam yavesh, pasul b'the rabbanan nami, why? Even the mitzvah who mishum zecher l'nikdash, bo'in and hider mitzvah. Since it's a mitzvah zecher l'nikdash, I need hider mitzvah in the zecher l'nikdash. And the name of Yavesh is chaser in hider mitzvah. Not because Yavesh is chaser in hader. I don't need any of the psulim. As long as it's a lulav, it's a lulav. Any of the psulim in lulav, don't pass on the second day. But anything that is a chesaron in hider mitzvah that applies to all mitzvahs, there's another mitzvah, Yantav Sheni, called Zechel Amikdash. And in that mitzvah also I need to have hiddur. And if lo ha-meisim ya'aluka, I can't mekayim Zechel Amikdash, derech a lulav that's chosher hiddur completely, because lo ha-meisim ya'aluka. That's the pshat. Yerushalmi is not, that's the psul. Yerushalmi is telling me that this is a din and hiddur in all mitzvahs. Because lo ha-meisim, in Avodas Hashem, you don't use meisim. Things that look dead. So therefore, it's not only a din in lulav, it's a din in zechel amikdash too. And therefore, it's possible the second day. That's what Rashi's saying. The duyik of Rashi. Even the mitzvah whom yishum zechel amikdash, bo'in on hiddur mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Not the mitzvah of lulav. The mitzvah of zechel amikdash. But I don't need hador, because that's not a din in hiddur mitzvah. That only applies to lulav. And this is not mitzvah lulav. This is zechel amikdash. As long as it has a shame lulav on it, it's a zechel amikdash. But something that's possible because of hither mitzvah, right, then it applies to all mitzvahs. It applies to zechel amikdash too. With that, I wanted to maybe miyashir a little bit also why yantiv sheni. Chora the Rishonim, Shai Lechora, yantiv sheni shouldn't be yantiv sheni. Not only shouldn't say yantiv sheni, but it shouldn't be yantiv sheni at all, because in Chutzlar, yantiv sheni is mamash kein doraisa. It's maybe because it's Yom Tov Rishon. So all the psulim of Sheni should be whatever is possible the Rishon, because maybe it's Sofik Rishon. That's what went. So thinking maybe like this. That din that Sofik Yom Tov Rishon, Sofik Rishon Sheni, right, really doesn't apply today. That only applied in the time when they sent shluchim or whatever. But Bizman Azeh, it's only minig avoseinu b'yodein. But we want to keep the minig as it was then. And then, if it was a suffix, right, since maybe this is the first day, and this would be possible the first day, so this would be possible the second day too. That's the Chor HaPasha. Yeah. But before it became minig avoseinu b'yodein, when it was still suffix, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesaken, a mitzvah de Rabbanon of Zecher LeMikdash all the other days. That means that the second day in Chutz La'aretz, forget about the fact that it's Sofik Yom Tov Rishon. Even if it wouldn't be Sofik Yom Tov Rishon, there's a mitzvah de Rabbanon to take lulav Zecher LeMikdash. But of Zecher LeMikdash. And the Mela, a lulav Nikdam Rosho is Choshen. Because it's still Zecher LeMikdash. It's a lulav, it's just Nikdam Rosho. So it's Zecher LeMikdash, I'm taking a lulav. It doesn't have all the prat and a lulav, it's still Zecher LeMikdash, like we explained. So before there ever was a minig of Oseinu B'Yodeinu to be the second lulav out lulav the second day, minig de Rabbanon, right, of Hitzvah's lulav, there was already a mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash to take that lulav. And it was kosher b'nikdom rosho. Now when the Rabbanon instituted the inyan of minig of Oseinu B'Yodeinu to take the mitzvah of lulav the second day, so the Maisa, they didn't want to already make it different than the mitzvah of the Rabbanon that existed already. There's already a mitzvah of the Rabbanon to take lulav the second day. And in that mitzvah of the Rabbanon, there's no psul of Nikdam Rosho, because it's Zecher LeMikdash. So now, when they made minig avoseinu b'yodeinu, enochinami, when it was originally al sofik, enochinami, Nikdam Rosho would be possible, misofik. Regular sofik deraisa. But now that it's not a sofik anymore, but mi'ikar adin, what's it called, really, you don't have to take it at all. We know it's for sure the second day. But, minig avoseinu b'yodeinu, that's also a takana de Rabbanan. So they have two takanas de Rabbanan on the second day. One takana de Rabbanan, zecher l'mikdash, to take lulav, which is kosher nikdam b'rosho. Another takana de Rabbanan, that fears as if this is the safik, and take lulav as if it was lulav. Two dinim now. Din and Yontif Sheni in Chutz La'aretz to take lulav mitzad the din of lulav and to take lulav mitzad the din of Zecher LeMikdash. Since the din of Zecher LeMikdash already preceded that din of Minig Avoseinu B'Yodeinu, and already you mekayim that mitzvah with Nikdam Rosho, so they didn't want to make the Minig Avoseinu B'Yodeinu to be closer to that, so they left it the way that it is. So Memela and Yontif Sheni now, when it's only Minig Avoseinu B'Yodeinu, since anyway there's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, not of Lulav, but a mitzvah, the Rabbanan, of Zecher LeMikdash, so they were yotzei with that, so it's enough, that'll be the same thing with what's it called, Menela, even though in the time when there was a real suffix, Enochinam, you probably would have to take Lulav over again if you took it Nikdam Rosho, because then there was an inyan of what's it called, suffix deraisa, but now it's only Minig Avoseinu, so the Minig Avoseinu wasn't more chomer than the din de Rabbanan of Yochanan Zakkai was misakin to take lulav Zecher LeMikdash. So they left it with those din. Menela, there's no din Yom Tov Sheni of what's it called of Nikdam Rosho. Even though normally on a Yom Tov Sheni it'd be different. According to this, it wouldn't be across the board with every other mitzvah. Yom Tov Sheni, Lagabi Sukkah, Lagabi Matzah, whatever, would have all the dinim. But the Gabi Lulav is different because Lulav, there's a separate mitzvah of Lulav, the Rabbanan anyway, Zecher LeMikdash, which anyway was on Yom Tov Sheni, Memela, they kept the same thing.